A healthy life is a good life. And this week on WKNO's Life Matters, Sheila Harrell with the Church Health Center offers tips and suggestions for making healthier choices.
It's time for summer fun, and if you have a health condition, you shouldn't avoid traveling this summer. Yes, vacations are expensive, and managing health conditions can make things more complicated, but as savvy as you are with managing finances, don't neglect to live life to the fullest. The time we spend with our loved ones while traveling are precious moments, moments that may not happen at home where there's laundry, bills, and routines. If you've been diagnosed with diabetes and would like to plan a family trip, here are some tips which can make your journey a little less cumbersome. It's a good idea to make an appointment with your physician before you travel. Discuss any changes in physical activity, such as a day of hiking. You may need to adjust your insulin accordingly. When flying, bring a letter from your physician notifying TSA of your need to carry medical supplies. If you have medications, make sure they are in bottles and insulin vials clearly labeled by your pharmacy. Once your medication bag has been x-rayed, you will be allowed to carry it on board. Keep a dose of glucose or carbohydrate on you at all times. It may be difficult to reach if it's packed away. Let your flight attendant know of your condition in case you need juice or soft drink if your blood sugar drops. It may be difficult not to overeat on vacation, but stick with a healthy plate first and savor a small portion of dessert. Find out where the nearest medical facilities are and keep sanitary wipes available if you aren't able to wash your hands. Good planning will help you to relax and enjoy your vacation this summer. This is Sheila Harrell with the Church Health Center.
If you have a health question for Life Matters, send an email to health@wkno.org.